In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and as we said last week, that the 4 weeks of Kiyak are all from the same chapter, the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. So last week was the annunciation of the birth of the Lord of St. John the Baptist to Zechariah the priest, and today is the annunciation of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear something very interesting. When the angel came to tell Saint Mary that she will bear the Son of God, he said to her this greeting. He said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." It was a very interesting greeting that no one ever have heard something like this. And the response of Saint Mary was also very interesting. What we read from the Gospel of Saint Luke says, "But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying." She was troubled by his sayings, praising her and saying to her, "Hail to you, O the favored one, rejoice, blessed are you among women." It is for all those humble people, the word of praise for them is also troubling. Sometimes we think that maybe we'll be troubled when we hear somebody is criticizing us or maybe insulting us. But who will be troubled when we will hear words like this? Imagine any of us, it happened to him while he was praying, the angel will appear to any of us and say to you, "Blessed are you among the deacons or among the priests. What we are going to do?" Maybe if I hear something like this, I will run to the bishop and ask for a raise. But Saint Mary, she was troubled by hearing this. And she is giving us a lesson today, how to deal with the words of praise. The first thing is, don't seek after them. Don't seek after the words of praise for many reasons. The first reason, actually, this might take away from you your heavenly reward. When we do something, the Lord instructed us to keep it hidden. Why? Because he will be able, when we keep it hidden, we will do it for him alone, he is going to reward us with it. When we try to make it known, and we try to gather for us those people who are going to say, "Hail to you, how wonderful is what you have done," these words of praise will take from you your heavenly reward. Also, these words, if we welcome them, and the people will feel in us, that we really are thrilled to hear them, we will attract flatterers around us. We will attract this kind of people who will always praise us and make us feel good by the words of praise. I don't think that any of us will enjoy a company. People are not telling him the truth. They are only telling him what he wants to hear. Also, these words of praise, we have to flee from them, because honor flees from those who seek it. If you want honor, then flee from it. Actually, if you seek after honor, it will flee from you. This is what the wisdom of Solomon was teaching us. So first of all, don't seek after words of praise. For many reasons, we mentioned some of them. Also, with these words of praise, remember to give God the due glory, as every good thing in us was given by him. St. Paul actually built this case in these very nice verses. Hear what he was saying to the Corinthians. "For who makes you differ from another? Why you think yourself you are different, you are better? For what? What makes you different before God? And what do you have that you did not receive? Everything in us which is good was received from God. Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" When we boast for something we did, then why? Did you initiate this from yourself? If this goodness comes from you? Of course not. Everything in us which is good comes from the Lord. Then if everything we received from him, why the boasting then? So here, St. Paul was building the case that whenever we feel like we are doing something good, we are praised by the people. Always remember that this is something given. It was given from you, from one else. Then the one who should be praised is the one who gave, not the one who demonstrated what was given. Always remember to give God the glory when the people praise whatever you are doing, because everything in us was given by Him. Also, when we hear these words, we have to question in our hearts if we attained the unprofitable servant level yet. What is this level? The Lord said to us, "So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded," when we have done everything, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do." Then you have to question in your heart when the people are praising you and saying, good, done. Did I attain the level of the unprofitable servant yet? Did I did all the commandments that I was instructed to do? If you do it, then you reach it this. I am sure, my brethren, we are all not yet on the level of the unprofitable servants. So when the people are praising us, why the boasting then, if we are still not yet unprofitable servants? When we hear these words also, we have to meditate on those hidden issues in our hearts that only God knows about. The problem is sometimes we believe what the people say about us when they say good words. We really forget totally what we know about ourselves, what is hidden inside us, what only God knows about, and we start believing, yeah, this is whom I am. This is a big problem if we do it. When you hear the people saying to you, "Hail to you, blessed are you among the people, among the deacons, among the women," then remember what you know about yourself and only God knows about. It is good maybe while you are listening to these words, immediately, instantly, you think about if those people know about me, what I know about myself, what they are going to say. Unless God would cover me before them, they wouldn't at all think or say what they were saying. This will teach us to be humble when we hear the words of praise that we God knows that we do not deserve. Number five, how to deal also with these words of praise. Do not rely on these words to define who you truly are. A big problem when we believe what the people is saying about us. Sometimes people think that we are what others are telling about us. If they are saying we are good, then we start to believe this. This is a big problem. If only the mirrors, our mirrors, come from the people, then I will be deceived for sure, either positively or negatively. When we think of ourselves as others think about us, we will always be after pleasing men. We will after getting from them approval, because I want to feel good about myself, and how I think of myself, it is how the people define and see me. Do not rely on these words. They are very deceiving and misleading to define whom you truly are. And at last, if you have done something right, you have been blessed by God with something, always remember that there are some people who contributed with you to reach where you reached or attained. Always remember those who supported you to be where you are. Always remember that at the end of the day, what has been done was a contribution of many people. Even the success of a young child, maybe in second or third grade, to end up the year with like an A grade or something, this was the contribution of his family and the contribution maybe of his teachers and everybody around him. So always think this way. Even if you have done something right, you ended and you completed a work successfully, it was not only done solo by you, but there are many people who did it with you as well. We read a very interesting chapter in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 3 or chapter 4, I'm not sure. What is this chapter is telling us? Names, just names. And the people who read the Bible say, what I am to benefit from just names? The names is mentioned this way. This person, he built this part of the wall. And then came after him this person who built this part of the wall. And going so and so and so and so. The whole chapter is just names that for us, it's a challenge to our reading. That's all. But actually here we have to meditate about it. Why Nehemiah included them? Why? Because he realized that the wall of Jerusalem was not only built by the author of the book, by Nehemiah. He worked with the people. They worked as a team. And they should also receive the credit that they should be taking. He was such a man, Nehemiah. He was a good leader, but meanwhile he understood that the wall was not only built by him. It was the contribution of all of those people. So always remember when we hear, you hear words of praise that maybe some other people who are, their roles were denied beside you, that you need also to remember them. So today Saint Mary is giving us a lesson in humility. She was troubled at the saying of glorifications to her because of her humility, as if she was saying, why I would receive something like this? Whom I am to be somebody to say, an angel said to me, blessed are you among women. She reminds us with this monk that the angel appeared to him, and then the monk, when he saw the angel, and the angel said to him, I came to you with a message, he said to him, maybe you came by mistake. Maybe the other monk who is next in my cell, he is a good person. Maybe you were directed to him, but you came to me by mistake. He didn't think of himself being worthy to receive a message by an angel. For these words of praise, you have to remember, sometimes actually their effect is as destructive as the words of criticism and insult. So always remember how to deal with them. Do not seek after them. Give God the due glory, as every good thing in us was given by him. Question in your heart if you attain the unprofitable servant level yet. Meditate on those hidden issues in your heart that only God knows about. Do not rely on these words to define who you truly are, and always remember those who supported you to be where you are. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.